What is up, beautiful people, on this morning, evening, or night, or wherever you are on the spectrum? Welcome to 1-800 Sessions. This is not just a podcast, it's more so like a hotline where I get to reach out to you and talk to you on a one-on-one personal, deeper level. I'm going to talk about mental health and just other things that comes with being a young adult and teenager. Feel free to hit me up anytime with any questions, comments, concerns. Also, the episodes will be bi-weekly, so I really hope you enjoy this. I'm your host, Dejana Alston, and thank you for choosing 1-800 Sessions. Let's get into it. Hello, 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 everybody. I'm not going to make this too, long or anything, but welcome to the first episode. It's titled Knowing Yourself. And what I mean by knowing yourself is generally having this, not even just idea, but having it ingrained in your mind, in your soul, that you're aware of who you are. You don't just have this idea like, oh, maybe this is who I am. You actually know, because knowing your worth, knowing who you are, knowing your capabilities, it changes everything for you, and it creates these boundaries people cannot dare to overstep. So without further ado, this episode will be about self-love. And I don't even know if I said it already, but you guys get the picture. Let's get into it. Firstly, I just want to talk about self-love and self-worth. So I'm not going to do that whole, what is self-love? What is self-worth? I'm just going to say that everybody has their own definition, a textbook definition that doesn't even really fully explain it in detail. But for me, it's just you recognize the good and your bad, good and bad in yourself, and you're still able to accept yourself for all that you are. Because some people will sit and say don't just point out the bad, focus on the good. But how are you truly gonna grow and really love yourself and cherish yourself if you can't recognize that you probably have some bad habits that you need to break? Because let's be honest, there's not 100% good in all of us, and there's not 100% bad in all of us either. It's a mixture, okay? But sometimes the good outweigh the bad, sometimes the bad outweigh the good. And as for self-worth, it's just fully being aware of who you are, and you're leaving no room for anybody to question it. It's just being so sure of yourself that nobody can sit and say I think this, that, and the third about you. But when you hear it, it's just I don't feel that way about myself, so how are you gonna sit and tell me? Your opinion's irrelevant, bruh. And another thing with self-worth is that knowing you're worthy of more than just the bare minimum, and you're not going to compromise your time and energy. And most importantly, you're not lowering your standards for another person as part of that compromising. Because it's been plenty of times where I lowered my standards. I lowered my worth to meet that of another person. And let me tell you, that was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. Because some people are not worthy of the experience that is you. Basically, a lot of things will start to look different, and you're gonna tolerate so much less once you know your worth. I almost got my words mixed up. But seriously though, once I learned who I was, I truly had an idea, I just knew, I cut a lot of people off, because a lot of people did not deserve me. They did not deserve to get to know me the way that they know me. If that makes sense. A lot of people do not deserve you. They don't deserve your time, your energy, or none of that. You don't owe everybody a conversation, and you, most importantly, don't owe everybody an explanation, okay? That's just that. So, while self-love is important, and it takes time, you can say to yourself, I love myself, and all this other stuff, I care about myself, but guess what? Do you truly feel that way when you say it? Make sure you mean it when you say it. Don't just say it just to say it because it sounds nice or it's what you want to hear. Because you wouldn't want somebody telling you I love you just because it sounds nice. Mean it. Show yourself that you love yourself, okay? Do little things. Even tell yourself one thing you like about yourself once a day. And trust me, it's going to change everything. I do that all the time. I wake up every morning, I tell myself one thing I like about myself. Even if it's how annoying I am sometimes, I tell myself, I love you when you're annoying, boo. Even though you be irking people's nerves, I still love you. You gotta accept the good and bad with yourself. Don't ever think that, the bad about yourself, you gotta hide it. Sometimes, people are just gonna have to accept every part about you. Even the bad parts, the annoying parts, all of it. So, now, I'm going to share with you guys some about me, because why not share some of my own personal testimony? It's kind of cliche, but all for a podcast. Anyways, my jokes are terrible. So a lot of people, they really do see me now. Like, if they just met me, they see me as this girl that has it all together. I'm only 16, because I am 16, about to be 17 next month, February 19th. They see me as this person, like, if you're just meeting me, they see me as this person who has it all together. I'm doing big things. I'm dominated. I don't feel like I need anybody. I can be independent, all this other stuff. And I'm positive now. Like, yeah. But what people don't know, like, if you know me for a long time, you know I've grown so much. Like, this growth I've had, it's been crazy. It took me a really long time to be where I'm at right now, though, because a lot of people don't know the half. I used to struggle a lot, and I fought really hard to be the girl that I am today. And I used to be really hard on my past self. I used to beat my past self up a lot, because I would ruminate about all the bad things that have happened to me, and I would just sit there and blame myself for a lot. I was sitting there thinking, oh, why did this happen? Why did that happen? And I wasn't doing therapy at the time, so of course, I had nobody to talk to. I used to not open up a lot, and it was really rough. And I remember, like, ninth grade year, I met this girl named Evelyn. Me and her are still friends, but she really helped me with the whole opening up part, because she was a person that was there for me at this new school I was going to and everything. I really do appreciate her, though. But, yeah, I struggled a lot. Like, it was a lot of nights where it was a lot of times I was lost, really. Like, just lost with who I was and just trying to figure it out. And it only made me stronger, like, everything that I've been through. And it's me right now. It was built from, like, nights where I used to cry myself to sleep a lot. I used to not feel good enough for anybody at all. I would question my importance. I used to think I didn't do enough for people. The whole time, people were just stupid and didn't do enough for me. Like, JK. But seriously, though. And I wonder if I had any, like, real purpose. Like, it was just a lot. And just the pain, it changed me one too many times. So I'm more so stronger now, and I'm more experienced. So a lot of stuff, it don't get to me as much as it used to. Like, it's just, I can't even think of the word right now. But when I finally became the person I am right now, it was an eye-opening experience, because realizing that you can be this different person outside your mental illness, like this more authentic version of yourself. Because I have mild depression. It's not severe. It used to be severe back in 2018. That was a really rough year for me. It was like a year when I tried to, like, commit suicide. But I'm glad I'm still here. But, I am proud of myself for realizing that I can be somebody outside of my mental illness. Because with depression, it's like you get these depressive episodes and it makes you want to push. Well, you do push everybody away. And you start acting out of the norm and you just have these bad coping mechanisms. You do things you wouldn't normally do. You're unproductive. It's not just being sad and crying in bed. It's literal just like everyone's everything, and I hate feeling that way. And it's just like when people ask you what's wrong, it's like you can't really explain why you're sad for no reason, which makes you more sad. I could go on and on, but I really thought that's how I was gonna be. Like, I was just gonna be this person with my depression was gonna define me. It was gonna be who I always was. And when I finally started to love myself and I realized, like, wow, I can be this person outside my mental illness who can help others and be positive, it was eye-opening. Because I'm like, it was weird, really. Like, I wasn't used to being this person. And the fact that I became this person on my own without the help, like, I really had to go through a time of solitude to just find this beauty in myself. It changed everything. Like, oh God, it did. So, I'm still learning to love myself, though, even more each day. So, yeah. So now I just want to touch on reasons why some people do lack self-love, or what obstacles, or just anything, like why people lack self-love. And for my reasons, I'm not saying they're valid for you. I'm just saying these are some common reasons for some people sometimes, you know? So firstly, some people do feel alone sometimes, and despite having people around, because some people say, like, oh, I'm here for you, you can talk to me anytime, and I've heard that so many times. And at the same time, I've used time so many times, oh my gosh. Some people have told me, I'm here for you, you can talk to me any hour, that's better than time. And I'll just be like, okay, like, it'll be nice to hear, but I'll still feel like I'm alone. I'm only going through this alone. Because with your mental health, it's like this internal thing. Nobody is really, you feel like nobody else is going through it but you, because it's something internally with you that you have to deal with, and nobody else understands. And some people make you some people make you try to seem crazy for it, basically. And sometimes it'll feel like nobody cares. And that period of solitude where you feel alone, you may think, you may think, if I don't really feel like I have anybody, am I worth it? Am I worth the presence of others? Because my presence just means a little, just as much as my absence. My words are so jumbled. But basically, it's like your presence around people, it's like, it means just as little as your absence. So it doesn't really matter if you're here or not here. It just seems like people don't care. And let me tell you, that's not the case. Going through solitude, sometimes it's good for you because you really get to grow and figure yourself out. It's not even just taking time. Like, say you got broken up with. Some people think, oh, when people move on too fast, it's like, oh, you don't give yourself time. Da, 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 da. Like, oh, you're being a whore. Da, da, da. No, sometimes people move on after relationships because, one, some people just don't want to wait and they just aren't sad about it. Like, and two, it doesn't mean people don't care. People just aren't going to sit around and be sad. But three, even if you do go through solitude and you don't jump into a new relationship, does that mean, like, you have to, you know, take time to figure out yourself? I mean, yeah. But also, you can be happily single. I want you guys to remember that. You don't have to be with somebody to actually be happy, okay? Relationships may be nice, but I'm just trying to save y'all the stress, okay? But we're getting off topic now. But another thing is, like, people. And I'm not saying to, like, cut everybody off. So before y'all go doing that, talking about something, well, I hate to break it to you, but you gotta go. Because I don't want to be responsible for none of that, okay? I'm just sitting here trying to help y'all out, give y'all the best advice as possible. But the relationships and connections that we have, they impact us, do they not? Okay. Who you're around, it speaks volume. Who you surround yourself with, it speaks volume. The people you consider to be in your circle, they're the ones you are surrounding yourself with, right or wrong. They may have different motivations and intentions, but the most important thing is to always protect your energy. I don't care what. Those friends who disguise them jokes with how they really feel about you, it's just like they adding a dash of I was just playing. Those people you need to cut ties with. Accept the lesson and level up. Sometimes people don't really be your friends. Like, you think people, oh, like, they're your friends. They don't actually be your friends. And you want to know something? Cut those people off. I lost my train of thought, but y'all get the picture, okay? It's okay. Like, I can key at jokes, but I'm not about to key at disrespect. Anyways, the next thing is don't seek validation from people who not valid. Don't put your happiness into one person and don't depend on another person to generate feelings of euphoria. That goes for any and everybody. And I read a quote somewhere. That sounded so weird. And it said, the version of me that you created in your head, it's not my responsibility. You can't put expectations on someone and expect them to live up to them. Like, I get it, you know, people are supposed to be decent and chivalry and all that other stuff. But don't put no crazy behind expectations on somebody and then get upset when they don't live up to them. That version that you created of them in your head, that's not their responsibility to live up to. People are not perfect. You cannot expect them to be perfect. And for all my ladies listening, don't depend on a man or boy to spoil you. Just in general, don't depend on them to show you new experiences. And most of all, don't depend on them to make you feel beautiful. Because half of these boys that y'all be dependent on to make y'all feel beautiful, they be ugly, okay? But it's like, with boys, if his personality is 11 out of 10 and he looks like a 4 out of 10, it automatically just makes him a 10 out of 10. Like, if you know, then you know. But no shade, though. And for all my young kings, because I know there's probably some boys listening, I get it that boys are supposed to be the providers in a relationship. But relationships is 50-50, okay? Some of these girls think they just supposed to get the world from these boys and just beg them for stuff time after time. It don't work like that, boo. These girls be bums and they be asking for $40, okay? Signal. I really need to stop. We supposed to be positive. But y'all get the picture. Don't be messing with no girls that's asking for $40 and don't depend on a man. And all I'm saying is don't settle for less out of desperation to be accepted and loved. We might have had a little bit of, you know, we might have derailed a little bit, but we got back on track. Next, we have confidence. And for confidence, just like with self-love and self-worth, there's no definition. I don't care about textbook definitions. I feel like everything holds no meaning, like words and stuff, if you can't define it yourself, like you don't understand it truly. But for me, it's this unapologetic version of yourself. You're like, you just don't owe anybody an explanation for who you are. You just know. And I no longer feel as though I have to explain who I am to other people or even tell my side of the story to clear my name. I know myself and you know of me, and those are like two different things in a sense. So, yeah. Now, there's a difference between being confident and cocky, and a lot of people, they'll sit there and confuse the two. And almost always, with confidence, there's going to be people that think you are being cocky, like, oh, she thinks she this, or oh, he think he that, like, da 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 da, like, they think they whatever. And why do people confuse the two? And what, to put it simply, it's just, there's boundaries enforced, and I can't stress enough the importance of boundaries. And by boundaries, I mean not allowing people to overstep, not allowing people to belittle you, and not even allowing people to invalidate your feelings. Because last year, I don't know what it was, but people was doing it a lot, and I got sick of it. So now when I say something, my energy is, I said what I said. Or another thing is, are you done? Because I say how I feel. If you're not finna acknowledge it, and you want to think it's arguing, guess what? Get with it or get left. But being sure of who you are in this generation, it definitely does scare people, because a lot of people aren't confident with themselves. And when they see somebody that is confident, that envy, it's evident. So it's not cocky to say that you love yourself or you adore yourself. It doesn't make you cocky to be really good at a skill, so you want to tell the world. Don't let anyone dictate how you should feel or shouldn't feel about yourself, because half of the people that may be speaking down on you don't even know the half of, like, where it took for you to get to where you are right now. It's ignorant at its finest. Like, that's just what it is. And another thing, just with, like, confidence, I had to do a lot of soul searching in order to be confident. I used to be insecure. In the past, me had a bunch of insecurities that made me feel less than and even made me doubt myself. And I remember I would always say, like, I don't want to call myself pretty because I don't want to come off as cocky or all this other stuff. And now I say I'm gorgeous. I say I'm beautiful. I say I'm worth it. And I even be telling people, like, you see what kind of person I am? And you want to sit there and fumble a bag like this? Oh, no. And I say it with confidence. When I tell everybody, like, when I tell you everybody messed up letting me see how amazing I truly am, they did. Because now you can't tell me nothing. And I used to not be this person. I did not used to be confident. I used to be really shy. I used to not look people in the eye. And now, I'm dominating stuff right now. Like, although I do have my days where I deal with my depression, and does it suck? Yes. But I'm thankful for all the people that are understanding, though. Even my sister, because I remember when I had to tell her about, like, my mental health and everything, and it was so hard because she cares so much about me. And she really does try to be understanding. And even though, like, I get on her nerves probably sometimes, or she gets on my nerves, I appreciate her because she really does try to understand. And even when I was going through what I was going through, like, last year and even, like, in 2018, she was there for me. And she made sure I felt appreciated and just, yeah. But let me not get emotional, though. Anyways, when you start being confident, a lot of stuff starts to look different. When you stop sleeping on yourself, and, like, when I did it especially, it opened my eyes, because now it's like I get called weird because I let it be known that people see, like, who I am and know who I am, and I'm not gonna let people overstep. Like, I've created these boundaries where I can secure my peace and my energy. Nobody should ever, like, I don't care. Like, nobody should overstep your boundaries. Like, if you say something, stand on it. And they better not disrespect it either. Like, period. Now, I'm hoping my like my words of advice in this, they really have been like helping you guys and everything. So now I just want to give you guys like some tips and like helpful words, because I have them right here in front of me. Like just some tips with like self-love and self-worth. And now I'm going to give you guys like my closing thoughts and just wrap up this first episode. Like I want to say again and just rephrase, thank you so much if you're still listening and you tuned in. It's appreciated. So compliment yourself daily. Start a drama as much as possible. Like make the motto for yourself, that has nothing to do with me. Being able to say that, let me tell y'all, best feeling ever. Stay drama, it just stresses you out, and it's ugly. Drama's ugly, period. That's your mantra. That has nothing to do with me. The next thing, don't settle for bare minimum, even if it means you gotta be alone. Because some people, like I said, well, not some people, not everybody is worthy of the experience that is you. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals who are positive and you can relate to on an emotional level. Don't be around people you feel like you gotta impress 25/8. Like, it's just gonna stress you out. Just stay away from stress. Look at me fumbling my words. Practice self-care. I do a self-care day every Sunday if I can. I wash my hair. I do a face mask. I just relax and just forget about my homework, which I then probably stress about later that evening. But that's not the point. For self-care, face mask, hair mask, get your hair done, get your nails done, prayer, purchase a journal and write in it. Because writing, it's very therapeutic. I do it. I have a journal I write in, and I love it. And also, you can write in your notes on your phone if you don't want to go out and buy a journal or you don't have the money to. Set aside a day, like I said, like Sunday, just for self-care, even if it's Friday, Wednesday, middle of the week. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. And invest time in a new hobby or something that you're not good at. I know at my new school that I go to now, I was just like, I'm going to join the drill team, because I don't even have any friends at my new school now. But guess what? Joining the drill team, it really does just help when you're doing something and you're just not in the house all the time. You're actually trying to figure yourself out, because, yeah. And also, reflect. Just do some self-reflecting and just everything, because when you reflect, you really do just sit back and realize just a lot. Let go of toxic people. Toxic, I will do a whole episode on toxic, because that's just... oh my goodness. But yeah, just let go of toxic people. I'm not even finna get into detail, but I'm definitely doing an episode on just toxic and just, yeah, and even toxic masculinity. So yeah, drink water. I'm drinking water right now. And finally, train your mind to be bigger than your emotions. Okay, you cannot let these people out here that's temporary get to you. I know it's gonna take time, it's easier said than done. But these people are temporary. Don't let nothing they do or say get to you. Because I promise you, they will not be in a better position than you a month or two from where y'all are at right now. Because sometimes when you let people go and they run into you, they think they ran into somebody from their past. And it's just like, you're not that same person because you let them go. Okay? Train your mind to be bigger than your emotions. But my closing and final thoughts are, I hope this episode has helped you if you're struggling with self-love. My whole goal with every one of these episodes is to just help enlighten all of my young adults, teenagers, because that's the audience I want to, like, you know, have this podcast for. Well, not podcast. I hate saying the word podcast. It's a hotline, okay? Hotline bling, Drake. Haha. My humor is really bad, so sorry. I hope this episode has helped you, though. I hope it's helped you to realize that you guys are worth it. Because, like I said, for me, it took a really long time. It's not going to happen overnight. Don't expect some magical transformation overnight. It's not TV, okay? You're not a celebrity that just had a baby and you just back to, you know, flat after a day or two or a week or two. Nah, okay? I really want you guys to invest in yourself this year, because 2020, it's the roaring 20s. Like, it's... yeah, like, this is the year y'all need to be coming for people's heads. Stop doubting yourself. If you got an idea, you better go out there and you better brand it. Brand yourself. Do what everybody do. Start your own thing, okay? I want to see y'all making moves. I want to see y'all here doing things and believing in yourself. If nobody else believes in you, guess what? That's okay. The congratulations is going to be more than a support, okay? People aren't going to probably support you. And guess what? You got yourself. You got me. I probably don't even know you or I know you. Whatever. I'm going to support you. Listen. Go out there and just show the freaking world who you are, okay? Show the freaking world. Okay? I don't know what I'm talking about right now. But listen, I'm just trying to help y'all feel better and motivate y'all and uplift y'all. I'm trying to elevate your minds here, okay? So, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I really appreciate it. Like I said, you can hit me up anytime with questions, comments, concerns, topics you want me to talk about. Also, follow me on social media. It is at PYTDAI. PYTDAI. A lot of people pronounce, like, a lot of people think, like, my name is pronounced, like, die. It's Day. My name is Dejana, but everybody calls me Day for short. It's weird if somebody that's, like, not family calls me by my actual name. But anyways, that's what you can hit me up at. Yeah, so I really hope y'all enjoyed this episode, and I will see y'all in the next one. Like I said, these episodes are bi-weekly, so yeah, I'm just gonna go, and I hope y'all have an amazing morning, evening, or night, wherever you are on the spectrum. Thank you for tuning in to 1-800 Sessions.